Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with Victoria Coates of the Heritage Foundation, Vice President of the Heritage, former Deputy National Security Advisor, about what appears to be the People's Republic of China attempting to push or bully Poland. Poland is objecting to its frontier being used as a dumping zone for the refugees, migrants, trade, troublemakers in from Belarus, and is pushing back not just at Russia, where it has no conversation whatsoever to my knowledge, not just at Belarus, where it has no conversation to my information, but to China itself when Wang Yi was meeting with the Polish foreign minister. A warning label here. This is Poland, China, and Victoria observes how China might not be picking up the signals. This is not a get-along-to-go-along European state. This is Poland. More of this later tonight.
Well, and that's an interesting question, John, because I agree we don't understand the way they think, but I don't think they understand the way Poland thinks, having, you know, been through the devastation of the Second World War and then the Soviet period of time. And so, yes, they are on a hair trigger. They have a new president, President Karol Nawrocki, who recently had an excellent visit at the White House. They have an expanding economy. They're about to top a $1 trillion economy. President thinks they should be in the G20. I agree with that. And we've been arming them to the teeth. So I think all of that might not turn out the way China thinks it might. I think there is a big difference between the Polish president and their foreign minister in terms of how this might be responded to. I think Nawrocki is much closer to President Trump than the foreign minister is for various reasons. So this could be a misstep on their part, that they would try to go into Poland. Maybe they thought they had some success with some of the smaller NATO members that maybe couldn't fight back as aggressively, but it could be a misstep on their part.